Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
With humanity on the brink of extinction and a zombie apocalypse devastating civilization, only one teenaged hero, played by Dylan O'Brien, can possibly save the world in the third Maze Runner movie, Death Cure.
You can't save everyone, Thomas.
I can try.
You can save your friends, or you can save us all.
That's Patricia Clarkson, who's probably the best-known member of this earnest, hard-working cast that tries hard to give some emotional depth to a story that's deeply confusing and extraordinarily complicated, so that even those who have seen the first two Maze Runner films may be lost in the maze of preposterous plot details.
3 years we spent behind walls trying to break out, and now we want to break back in.
What if we were sent here for a reason?
You're so close to the truth.
And I'll get even closer to the truth. This is an over-the-top ordeal of a movie that is also fatally overlong, nearly 2.5 hours. On the good side, director Wes Ball, who also did the previous two Maze Runner movies, here takes the special effects and the combat scenes and the rescues and the explosions and the scary flesh eaters to a higher level of special effects and well-staged action. Is that enough to make Maze Runner the Death Cure worthy of a recommendation? Only if you're already deeply hooked by these characters and the bizarre dystopian end-of-the-world excesses of the previous books and movies. Rated PG-13, despite intense violence, wounds, and buckets of blood. 2 stars for Maze Runner: The Death Cure.